I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we talk to language columnist and author Barbara Walrath about her new book. It's called Your Own Words. In it, she explains, quote, how to outsmart the reference books and be your own language expert. And Barbara Walrath says one of the best ways to do that is with an internet search engine like
Google in particular, and some of the other ones are starting to have this too, but Google in particular has a feature called Google News. Everything on Google News is some kind of edited medium. It might be a website for a newspaper with the stories from the newspaper, or a television website. Thousands of edited media websites are searchable for even little words or phrases. So if you're trying to decide whether, if you're trying to figure out what the word fishing spelled with a PH at the beginning means, that's one of the examples of a new term that you can go look on Google News and you'll find a bunch of newspaper articles that will mention fishing, and because it's a new term, will tell you what it means.
And please explain it.
Phishing is a form of email scam. People will send an email that pretends to be from something like PayPal or eBay or your bank, and it'll try to look official, and it'll say, oh, sorry, we lost your credit card information and your Social Security number. Could you just give it to us again?
Who sets the standards, though? How do you know what you're getting is correct?
Well, this internet method of looking things up that I'm talking about is particularly good for new words, because when I turned in the manuscript of my book, which was right around the beginning of the year, phishing, every time you saw it, was glossed. That language people call it glossing when the word is defined. When you say phishing, you say comma, an email scam, that so on and so forth. Every time you saw phishing at last year, it was glossed. Now, if you go look on Google News and it gives you just the last month's worth of citations, I think the majority of citations, or at least when I last looked, the majority of citations were not glossed. So that's an interesting fact, that it's becoming well enough known that people are beginning to be comfortable using that word, expecting people they say it to know what they mean. If all the citations that you see are from very specialized publications, that tells you something. That tells you it's not in the mainstream. There was a business expression a few years ago, put the moose on the table. And somebody wrote me and said, what in the heck does that mean? I would have no idea how to find out what put the moose on the table meant if it weren't for the internet. You need to put quotation marks around a phrase. Otherwise, you'll get all of the articles that contain put somewhere in them and table and moose someplace in the article. But when I called that up, I got a magazine article explaining that a man whose name I now forget had been the CEO of a company, and it was his way of saying, let's talk about some uncomfortable truth that we're not acknowledging.
What would you hope readers to your book take away from it?
A lot of people think that what's in their head about language is right, and they haven't necessarily examined that in depth. If you begin to study, if you begin to think, how do I know that? Do I really know that? You may find that there are things that you don't know, but you'll also find you can know the answers to just about any question. And often, more often than you'd like, the answer is it depends, or that's up to you. Here's the range of respectable opinion. But you don't want to be somebody saying, well, it's got to be done this way. This word is wrong, 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 when it's not.
Barbara Walrath writes a language column in the Atlantic Monthly magazine, and she's just written a book called Your Own Words. That's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And you can find all of our segments archived at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.